I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our little mini-sodes all about the delightful and delicious and wonderful things that make our homes just where we want to be. So this week, we were talking about chickens in the backyard, bees, dogs, cats, all the little creatures that we can bring into our nests, or maybe a nest outside the nest.
Yeah. Okay, especially with the
don't
bees.
Don't bring your bees on the inside. And the things that sort of make our home feel more full and more whole for whatever purpose, you know, companionship, food production, joy, whatever it is. And so we thought we would talk about some children's books that we love to share with the little ones in our lives that have to do with, you know, maybe animals or, you know, food, all that kind of stuff.
I think that begin to explore the relationship between animals and humans.
Yeah.
And so that they can begin at a very young age to understand what that can mean to them and what they can model. Because I think a lot of this is about modeling behavior.
Yeah.
You know, who are we going to love and how are we going to love them? So what do you have?
Okay. So my first one is a little bit more subtle. I love any book by David Shannon. Okay.
Okay. And I don't know him.
So David Shannon, books like David Gets in Trouble is a big one. There's a pirate, How I Became a Pirate. That's really fun. And what I love about these books, and it's not necessarily about relationships between kids and dogs, but there's always a dog in it. And,
oh, I love that.
And there is always a Westie in it. And, you know, I had a Westie for 13 years, and he is my
first baby, Henry.
And David Shannon has a Westie, the author, and he loves Westies. And so he puts a Westie in every single one of his books. And we love to look at the books and look for the Westie. And then my daughter always says, look, Mama, that looks like Henry. And so why I bring that up is because even though the book isn't literally exploring that relationship, the conversations that we have in our house continue that relationship, which is
right.
That understanding that we had Henry, we loved Henry, and Henry passed away. And so we sort of keep his memory alive by reading these David Shannon books and always looking to spot the Westie.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So A Bad Case of the Stripes is another good one that we love. We have several of them, and they're just really, really fun, cute books. Duck on a Bike is a very good one.
Oh,
speaking of animals, that one is all about a duck who rides a bike into the barnyard, and then all of the animals steal the kids' bikes to go for a joyride.
Is that the
same?
Is that the same author?
Same author, David Shannon. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know him.
David Shannon, Duck on a Bike is a real winner. But all the other ones, just watch for the Westie. It's really fun.
Well, you know what? That brings me to one of the books, and you know, it'll be interesting to see if you know this book. It's from. It was published in the 90s, and it's pretty much a toddler standard. Guess How Much I Love You.
Oh yes, I just cry.
Yeah, it's got
little nut
two,
brown hair said to big nut brown hair.
It's a, and you know, it's sort of a classic, but I bring it up because it's one of those books that has, again, like you said, it's not directly about a relationship with an animal, but they use animals. They're two hares. But what's cool about it, my kids used to love this book when I would read that to them when they were little, because it's all about sort of expression of how much I love you and different sizes of how much I love you.
Yes.
So it's a very, very sweet book. Now, to a book that's directly about a relationship with an animal, it's a book called, and this is for young adult readers. I would say this would be a book you could read to your kids. I always sort of, when I would read to the kids, you know, sort of after their toddler stage, I would always read books that were way above their reading level.
Yeah.
But so that they could understand really good writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would always pick books that were beautifully written to read to them. So you could start reading Because of Winn-Dixie to them at a very young age. Probably Bernie, you could start reading this to her now.
Oh,
have you heard of this book?
No, I haven't.
So it's by an author named, I just love this book. It's so wonderful. It's by Kate DiCamillo. I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Kate DiCamillo. She lives in Minneapolis.
Oh, great.
Super bestseller. Wonderful book. If she's still in Minneapolis, I think she's still there. You should have her on Twin Cities Live.
Sure.
She's a very prolific author, but it's all about a little girl whose mother has sort of left her, and she finds a dog, and she's trying to make her way in a new town. And this dog sort of introduces her to all of the characters in the town. And so it's about this little girl's need for a friend, and Winn-Dixie, the dog, becomes her closest friend, but opens up all of these different stories all around her.
Aww.
So it's all about love and relationships and figuring out your world. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. But it goes back to that idea of what a dog can mean to a young person in terms of how to find love and what love means. Beautifully written.
Oh, that's
it's
so
wonderful.
Cute.
But this is a perfect, obviously Bernie's too young to read this, but this is the perfect kind of book that when I had young children that I would read to my kids before they would go to bed. So we would read a chapter a night, or what, you know, depending on the book, but it sort of elevates their sense of story before they can do it for themselves.
Oh,
so it's a wonderful, wonderful book.
I can tell Bernie's kind of getting ready for the books that don't just have pictures, because we read two books every night before she goes to bed. And then now she's been asking, Mama, tell me a story when she gets in bed. Mama, tell me a story. And I say, okay, what do you want it to be about? And she'll say the wolf, the grandma, and the little girl. And so she chooses the characters that she wants me to create a story about. And then I have to make up a story on the spot. And then and then I tell her, and then I say the end, and then she gets so happy. And sometimes she likes them better than others.
Oh, I love that, though. Do you do voices?
I don't really. Well, yeah. I guess I do. What am I saying? I was going to say no, and then I'm like, wait, my wolf voice is killer. Of course I do a wolf
voice.
Okay,
now you have to do a little bit of a wolf voice.
I always go, whoa! Which is actually kind of the same impression that I do with my husband.
That's brilliant, Alyssa.
Something's not working in our house.
Oh, God. Real quickly, when I was looking up, because I had thought that Kate DiCamillo lived in Minneapolis, so I looked it up. And when I did, I saw all the other books that she wrote. And she has a picture book that she wrote as well, which I've never read, never seen, never anything. I just saw this online. But I thought you would like it, called Louise, The Adventure of a Chicken.
Fabulous.
So I think since you live with chickens, y'all might enjoy a little picture book about chickens.
I need all the chicken books I can get. That's
yeah,
so
but
fun.
Check that out.
All right, Marjorie, thank you so much. I love spending time with you. This has been such a joy on the nest. Until next week.
Until next week.
Okay, adios.
Adios.